Hey everyone, welcome to episode 41 of Student Radio Stories. This episode is an interview episode with Emma Millen. Emma will be a student radio graduate this year and she will have finished her master's in radio. In this episode, we talk about Emma's time in student radio and her involvement with the Student Radio Association and also her tips for others involved in student radio. Let's get into the interview. So I'm here with Emma Millen. So Emma, where did your interest in radio begin?
To be honest, I was one of these people that went through like school that, you know, I sort of like wing everything that I do. And I never knew what I really wanted to do in the first place. I was academic, but I just didn't know what I wanted to do. So I went on a school trip to the Sunderland University back in high school, and I went to Sunderland Uni and seen everything that was there and seen the radio station. I was like, I've never thought of radio as a career, to be honest. So I just winged everything and decided, you know what, I'm going to do that and see how it goes. I thought, all I can do basically is paint and speak. So I thought, well, painting can be my plan B job, and speaking could be my number one job. So that's how I got into it. I just wing it, really.
So what made you want to join and get involved with your university student radio station?
Well, as I said, I actually went to Sunderland Uni because of Spark. Like, I seen that, fell in love with it and was like, right, this is it, I'm going to do it. So yeah, I got involved straight away first year. I was really nervous, as you always are. You don't know what to expect. But yeah, I think it's worked all right. I'm still there to this day, 4 years on. So it's great.
So what roles have you had over time in your student station?
So when I first started at Spark, I started on a art show. It was a speech show. It was called Arty Party. It's about participatory arts in the Northeast, which, you know, at the time I was an artist and I also liked radio, so I didn't know how the two would go together. So I joined that team as a presenter and learned how, you know, there's so many artists, creatives in the Northeast, and met a lot of people. Got a bit confident, then started daytime, which, you know, when you start on student radio, you would hate to listen to the first show that you ever did because it would be the worst thing you've ever heard and you cringe city, basically. So I did daytime for a bit, and then I moved to breakfast because I thought I was Billy Big Bollocks, if I can say that. And yeah, loved it. Loved every bit of it. I did a dance show on a Wednesday night for students, because in Sunderland, Wednesday is your student night. So I decided, well, let's do a show that's basically just pre-drinks. So I did that. It was great. And it basically, that was the start of where I thought, right, you can do anything on student radio, like, within reason. Don't be doing something stupid, but you can literally like achieve anything and, you know, do stupid stuff. Like, I was really shy when I first started, and now I'm not just a presenter, that's just me, that is me on the air. So then I moved to drive time, where I am currently on a Friday. Friday's obviously the best day because, you know, it's the end of the week, it's got that hype to it, and I produce a dance show on a Friday night called Dance Revolution as well, and present that a few times as well when Scott McGurty wants a holiday. How dare he?
So you've done a lot in your time in student radio.
So much. As well as that, last year I was the head of digital. So that meant that I was in charge of everything that wasn't on air. So I was in charge of a team, which was social media, visualization, events, everything. That was sort of my area, and we worked as a team. Obviously, student radio, it's a bit, you know, nobody, it's voluntary. You do what you do, and if you don't like it, you don't like it. If you do it, you love it. And fell in love with sort of the behind-the-scenes stuff. So I love doing social media. I love doing, stupid stuff that isn't necessarily on air, or things that have that work on air as well as online as well. So I learned how to be creative in other ways rather than just on with sound, to be honest.
So was that a committee role position you had?
Yeah, so it was the senior management role, yeah.
Oh, that sounds very fun to do, like the sort of social media bits, because that's sort of the bit over time in student radio that may become more of a focus and you might see more of.
Yeah, I think obviously, you know, be wanting to be a presenter, you're always going to student radio and we're like, I'm going to be a presenter. And then you realise like, maybe producing is better. I don't want to be that person that's in the spotlight all the time. I want to be behind the scenes. And then you also think like, actually, there's more to producing. Like there's social media, there's everything to do with that, content creating, which is online rather than just doing it for a specific show or doing it for your show and your sound. You can do it as a station or for yourself as well. So yeah, it's a good skill to have. I would always say like you can do student radio and, you know, not many people will be listening, or loads of people can be listening, but then if you put it online, you then have the whole community that you follow, and like the student radio community that's also online, they can also look at it and then get inspiration and do something themselves. So like your show doesn't just stop on the airwaves. It should go on to social media. It should be promoted everywhere you can just to get noticed by, you know, some friends or some people at a different station that are doing something, or ideally someone that works in the radio industry.
Yeah, it's definitely great to have that wide variety of skills and like promote yourself. And that's how to get yourself known. Like social media seems to be one of the big ways to get known these days.
Absolutely, absolutely. I 100% agree. So yeah, this last year, especially with COVID happening, you know, we're all stuck at home, and being a presenter, maybe working from home, presenting a show from home, and you're stuck in your bedroom under a duvet, you're sort of thinking, how do I get the same content, or how do I get to be as good as I was in the studio without the guests, without the people, without that studio feel? But then it's another avenue to just get creative, be stupid, be ridiculously stupid, and it pays off. And if it's online, then you're winning, really.
Yeah, student radio is the time to experiment.
Absolutely, absolutely. Couldn't agree more.
So what have been some of your favourite moments from your time in student radio?
Ooh, I've got so many good moments. Like, as I say, when I used to do a show, a dance show on a Friday, on a Wednesday night. I used to do a dance show on a Wednesday night. And that was where I sort of learnt the desk. I was always scared of the desk. I was like, somebody else can drive the desk. I'll go and I'll bounce off somebody, but I can't be in charge. Then doing a dance show with another three of us. So it was four in total. We all bounced off each other, and I was like, right, I need to stop yous from talking. So I'm going to drive the desk. I was the only girl as well in the team. There was three boys and one girl. And I thought, right, this is my opportunity to be like, I'm the boss here. Loved it. And it was like the best time at student radio. And it just made me think like, you just do what you want. Who cares who thinks what? I remember a time we used to do stupid games. We would like go live on social medias and like on Halloween special would put the building in darkness and run round and be on the microphone and then play some banging tunes, which was the best thing on a weekday night that you needed at uni. You didn't realise you needed it until it happened. Another great time that's like stuck out to me was with an achievement. We did International Women's Week at Spark. Obviously this year, International Women's Day was on a Sunday. And if you're in student radio, you realise Sundays, you know, they can be really good for your station, content-wise. But, you know, it's not the day I would turn the radio on and want to be on. So I me and a team decided that we're going to do a whole week of female stuff. We took over breakfast. We did a live television debate on the social media. We did loads of interviews, went to events. It was just like a proper time where I was like, this is like radio and this is what it's going to be like in the future if you get a job. But yeah, it was one of my best achievements as well. So I've had loads of great times and stupid times and I've met the best people. But yeah, start to finish, it's just a big laugh.
So what involvement have you and your student station had with the Student Radio Association?
Oh, I love the SRA. Like, it's a great, I wish that when I started student radio, I got straight into it. So I didn't go to anything until my second year. Oh, was it second year? Yeah. In my second year of uni. And I wish that I'd started going at the first year. It's absolutely amazing. Conferences and all the rest of it, as well as sort of meeting people and like people that are going to give you a job at the end of it, hopefully, fingers crossed. You also meet so many different people. Like, you know, I've met loads of people in the SRA that are all over the country. And there's this one day or 2 days or a weekend that we all meet. And it's absolutely insane. Yeah, our station, you know, where we're always at the Student Radio Awards, we're always at conference. We're probably the noisy ones, obviously, because we're from up north. But yeah, it's a great thing. And I would encourage anyone to just get involved as much as you can.
So how has the SRA been good for you?
Ooh, so like SRAs and stuff, I think the best night in radio, in student radio, obviously, is the SRA Awards. You know, you get a few tinnies down you, you think you're invincible. But I think the first time I went, I didn't enter or anything. I sat down and looked around all the people in the room and thought, how am I ever going to stand out here? It's just an impossible thing to do. But then last year I entered best speech and journalist for a documentary I made. I didn't get a nomination. I was gutted, I was crushed. It was the only thing I entered. It was the first time I'd entered as well. And you know, it takes a bit of a beating to you, and all your other mates get nominations and you think, oh, what have I done that they haven't? Supported them all throughout the night, and then I won the Kevin Green Award for creativity, which is an award that you don't put yourself in for, like the judges decide. And it was one of the best moments of my entire life, but I'd probably hit peak drunkenness for it to happen, obviously, because I didn't expect it to happen. And yeah, it was the best moment of my entire life. I was dressed as a Pac-Man ghost and I was tinnied, and it was absolutely amazing.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you. Obviously, I didn't expect it to happen. And it's just what you need as well. Like, if you're thinking like, oh, I'm going nowhere. Like, I feel like I'm doing loads of work and everybody else is getting recognised and you're not. Like, for then you win just something, even if it's in your student radio station, have their own awards, or if it's something like the SRAs. It's just that little boost that you need, like, yes, I'm going to come back and I'm going to be even better next year. Yeah. So hopefully this year, fingers crossed, we'll all smash it.
Yeah, put it out there and it might happen.
Absolutely. Don't be afraid. Just do it.
So have you had any experience of working in the radio industry?
No, not really. You know, we all wish we could, but you know, it's an ever-changing industry. I haven't. I would love to, if anyone's listening and wants to give me a job. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge. But yeah, I think it's going to be a hard one, isn't it? Especially like, I mean, I'm going to graduate this year and it's going to be like pretty hard because of, you know, that old thing, COVID, getting in the way of lives. But you know, it's one thing you've just got to think, well, if it doesn't happen this year, maybe it'll happen next year, and just keep going, really.
So I understand you're doing a master's degree in radio at the University of Sunderland. Do you have hopes to work in the radio industry once you finish your degree?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm finishing my MA in radio. I finished that in like a couple of weeks' time, and it's hell at the moment, but I hope it pays off. Obviously, when I graduated my BA in broadcast media production, that was the year that Global did all the cuts from regionals, and I was like, oh my God, this couldn't be any worse. Then this year, it's like, oh, COVID, and then, oh, BBC are not doing anything. So I'm like, oh, well, it's not the best. But as I said before, like, maybe I won't make it as a presenter straight away, but maybe I'll make it in doing social media or doing something like that. And as long as I'm even making the teas, I don't care at this point. As long as I'm happy doing a job, I don't think it matters. So fingers crossed. You know, somebody hears me and goes, she's a canny Geordie lass, we'll get her on, or maybe not. So, fingers crossed.
Yeah, you've got a variety of skills, so you definitely have something to give the radio industry.
I hope so. I hope. If they want someone that's just as stupid and speaks funny, then you've got me.
So finally, what advice would you give to those currently in student radio?
A thing that I've learned about myself this year doing my course and all the rest of it, I realised, like, when I first started student radio, I was a totally different person. I would, you know, I thought that I'd have to change who I was, because, you know, you don't hear a Geordie lass on national radio. You don't, really. More and more regional voices are getting, like, put through, but, you know, you initially don't hear it. So I thought, well, I'm going to have to change the way I speak, the way I come across to people, because, you know, I'm just a big idiot, to be honest. And I thought, right, I'm going to have to change. And the first couple of years at student radio, I was totally different to how I am now. And then I think there's just been that light bulb moment of, you know what? I am who I am, cue a song. And if they don't like it, then hopefully, you know, somebody will. You know, we're all different. And the more opportunities that, you know, regional people specifically have, and it's not just a white male or whatever, you know, will hopefully it'll just sound better. Radio will sound great, and give the opportunities, and then people will follow. So, you know, there's not a great deal of opportunity up north, but I'm hoping, you know, maybe it'll change one day. And yeah, so for anybody that wants to get into student radio or anything, do it. Be yourself, be completely yourself. Like, your humor as well. If you think that you're not that funny, or you're not that, you know, you're not that extraordinary, and you think that your little life won't mean anything on a radio, honestly, it will. Somebody will relate to you. And once someone relates to you, that's like the best thing that can ever happen. So I feel like I'm splurting rubbish here, but it's coming from the heart. I don't want to cry. yeah, so do it. Make sure you do it and love every moment of it. Like, I don't want, like, obviously I'm going to graduate soon and I don't want to leave. Luckily enough, Spark at Sunderland isn't just student, like, I can be there as a community member as well. So basically, sorry Spark, if you're listening, you're gonna have me until I get a job, so that could be a long time.
Well, you're very lucky, like, to have such a good community station, and you sound so enthusiastic about radio. So I mean, I hope it goes well with you carrying on at Spark.
Thank you. I hope it goes well for you as well. And also, like, podcasts are great. Every SRA con you go, they'll go, start a podcast, start a podcast, start a podcast. And I was like, I'm not starting a podcast. It gets you nowhere. I've started a podcast and you've started a podcast. And I think the entire world has started a podcast in COVID. But make sure it stands out and make sure it gets listened, and then boom, you've smashed
yeah,
it.
Yeah, mine wasn't intentional. I was like, I just need something to do now. Podcast. And then the rest of the world seemed to make a podcast.
And that's a good thing. Like, you know, I've heard loads of people listen to this. Like, it's great. And it's good to, like, hear other people's things, like what happens in other student radio stations, a bit of goss or something. It's good to hear that. I love it.
So now's your time. You can name drop. What's your podcast?
Oh, right. So I am starting a podcast. It's called Any Last Can. It's a play on words, as in any, as in Northeast. So it's basically a show, a podcast, all about women in the Northeast, supporting businesses, supporting groups, supporting, you know, just general discussion. My first episode is about domestic abuse. We've got one about sex work and sex work in the Northeast. We've got one about autism and autism in girls. As well as that, we have local music from the Northeast, and we have local playwrights, poets, and creatives that get their work made into little audio dramas and get voiced by Northeast actors and actresses. So it's all about Northeast. It's called Any Last Can, and you should listen to it when it comes out, but it's not come out yet until I graduate. So
little teaser.
Watch this space.
Well, thank you. It's been great to talk to you, Emma, and hear about your student radio journey and just the great enthusiasm you've had and the enjoyment you've gained from student radio.
Thank you very much for having us on.
Thank you, Emma, for sharing your student radio journey with me. It's been great to hear from you, and best of luck with your future involvement with Spark Sunderland and getting into the radio industry. Stay tuned for more student radio stories to come. Bye, everyone!